Okay. It is April 3rd, 2020. This is another edition of Talk Line, and I'm Diane McGachran. I'm here on my own because we are practicing safe spacing and keeping as few people interacting with the radio station as possible, and we're going to kind of see if that music's going to die down a little bit. Grady is in the booth helping me out, and I am ready, willing, and able to take your calls from the YK Delta and beyond. And we have our first caller from Bethel, Mark Springer. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Diane. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You're sounding bright and chipper. That's nice to hear.
Yeah, thank you.
So a couple of things. As you might have heard on Coffee at KYUK this morning, today is Bill Howell's last day as acting city manager, and I just want to express all my gratitude as a citizen of Bethel and as a city council member for the excellent job that he has done for, just about the last year. He stepped right up and kept things on an even keel. And I want to welcome Vinny. And let me just tell you a quick story. Now, I'm old. You know, sometimes I've got to look up a coworker's name on the phone directory to remember their name. So I'm walking into work in the back door a couple of weeks ago, or last week, and this car pulls up, and this guy goes, "Hey, Mark, how's it going?" And I'm like, "Hi." And I'm thinking, who is this guy? And we're having just a nice, genial conversation. And he knows me, and he knows where I work, and he's telling me he's moving. And finally I said, "Hey," and I've done this many times with kids who are 8 years old when I left Hooper Bay, and I see them 20 years later. I said, "You know, I feel kind of stupid." And he, "What's your name again?" And he looks at me with a big smile. He says, "Vinny." I'm like, "Oh, yeah." Of course, I hadn't seen him since we interviewed him. He came back to town and went into lockdown.
Wait, Mark.
Yes.
That means you don't have a 20-year excuse.
I mean, I did not have a 20-year excuse with him. That's absolutely correct.
Okay, yeah. Good.
So anyways, a few other things, little ONC stuff. We are currently not picking up recyclables. We actually just got a call from an institution in town saying, "We're drowning in plastic bottles, so we'll try to do something there." But we have not been doing, aluminum can pickup from households. We apologize for that. We hope people will figure out a way to kind of stash them until we're able to reevaluate what we're doing. And we know who our recyclers are, and we do need to get in touch with them and offer them some guidance. We may have some can crushers stashed away somewhere. And if we do, we might again. And this has all got to get reevaluated with the IGAP program. But we may, if we can find a bunch of can crushers, if folks want them, if they don't mind hanging them on their walls and crush their own cans, that'll certainly reduce the space. You can put four times the number of cans in a plastic bag.
Yeah, if they're
crushed
up.
So just let folks know that we have not forgotten you if you're recycling. Please continue to recycle. It's important, and we will be letting folks know what's going on.
All right.
ONC, of course, like just about everybody else, our front door is closed. We're not open to walk-in public. If you have something, ONC members, if you need to do business with us, if there's something we can do to help you, please call 2608. And we will get right on it. You know, our departments are staffed here. We do have people working from home, but we are able to, handle applications. We can do social services, tribal courts matters. So we're fully functional. We just have the door locked for the safety of the public and for our staff, which, of course, brings me to safety. We are... It appears that Alaska in general is very, very fortunate at the rate of infection on COVID-19 so far. Only a couple of people have passed away. And the point kind of is true that people say that a lot of times an underlying condition can affect the outcome with COVID-19. Not every time, but, you know, so that's why we have to continue to protect our elders and protect our children. So masks, if you've seen me around town, you know, I've got a mask my wife made for me, and I really like it. It's very comfortable. It's just a cloth mask. The trick is, if you're making a mask, the trick is get some 20-gauge wire and run it through the top, sew it so that you've got a little slot there that you can put it through, bend it at the end so it doesn't tear it up, and it will. And then you can mold it onto your nose and onto the top of your cheek. And the thing about masks is that if I'm wearing my mask, I'm protecting you. If you're wearing your mask, you're protecting me. And if we are both wearing masks, we're protecting each other. So it sounds like there's going to be some guidance from the CDC very soon encouraging people to wear cloth masks, because they're not an N95, but when you're not wearing a mask, you're an N0. So
okay, yeah.
Let's watch out for each other. Let's protect each other. Keep the social distancing. Don't think because you're wearing a mask you can whisper in somebody's ear. Negative. All the precautions remain in effect. And let us hope for the best. And please, praying, thinking, keep our healthcare providers in your thoughts. I keep saying barge men, because I want to see that fall barge come in with fuel.
Mm.
Barge men, the pilots that are still flying out to the villages, that are delivering the mail, that are delivering the cargo, the ones that are bringing it to Bethel, keep all those folks in your prayers, in your thoughts, in your heart, because without them, it would not be a good situation. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Diane.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
Everybody.
All right. Appreciate that. Okay. We're going to go ahead to our next caller, John Nick from Bethel. Good morning, John. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane. I wish I had been the first caller. Do you have a time limit?
I know.
Anyway, I'd like to complain about the city cab. The cabs ain't doing it, but the city upped the ordinance where you have to pay $12 for a one-way ride. And if you have 10 people in there, you only pay $10. Now, that's kind of stupid thoughts, you know, while you're riding the cab. You have three other people who, one of them might be infected with that virus. It's not here so far, but this is just an example. If you have three people in there and two of us are healthy, like I'm a passenger and two other people, and we got one infected, and you pay $10. If you're riding single, you pay $12. Now, what's the purpose of that when you're going to contaminate the whole cab by having three other people in there trying to save money? And $12 goes a long ways. I feel sorry for the people who have set incomes who want to go short distance, yet you got to pay $12 or $10, and then you'd be infected. What's going on with the council by doing that?
Yeah.
I don't understand that philosophy.
Okay, I got you.
Are they getting incompetent? The virus is going through their brain cells?
No. Well, now that's not happening. Now, come on.
but
I think it's been
like
very confusing.
Here now. Every person in here have a lot of money in their pocket. They have set rules. They have to allocate some of that money for fuel, food, and other than that, transportation, you know, post office and stuff. That's really stupid on their part, I think. You know?
Yeah, well, I think that there's been some confusion about the new policies and stuff, and I don't think that a cab can go and just pile in lots of people. I thought that it was regulated to where they were only taking one person at a time.
$12. No, if you have three other people, it's $10. That's what I was quoted.
Okay, that's news. Okay, that's new to me.
That's what I ride cab every, not all the time, but when I have to, I do. But that's going to be hurting old people now. If they're going to be doing that, they should have more buses running the roads, you know, to help allocate the allowances of people who have set income. They can't be affording this kind of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
That's way too steep. You go to Anchorage, their meter started at $8 or $9
Right.
They're jumping the gun here.
Okay. Yeah.
Gouging is what I'd like to say.
Okay.
Anyway, that's my complaint for today, and I hope everyone's listening. I hope we have other callers complaining about this.
Yeah, and get some clarification on that. I'm confused by the taxi policies that just came out myself.
It's the city ordinance and not the policy of the cabs. They have no control over that.
Yeah, you're right, the city policy toward the cabs.
Well, they should get together and rehash this and get some common sense in their brains.
Okay.
You know what it is? Everybody going nuts now. They don't even use their brain no more.
Steady.
They use their physical content.
You be careful, John.
We can add this out and laugh. Everyone, please be safe.
Yes.
Watch where you're going to be traveling any long distances.
And don't pile into any cabs.
Pardon me?
And don't pile into any cabs.
No.
There.
Even if you want to save money.
Yeah.
Boycott them.
Okay.
Okay, I'll pull you around with my, little sled, and I'll charge you $2.
Oh, your little toboggan. Yeah. That's a new service you're offering. Excellent.
I better not take that, because everybody be calling me.
Yeah, wanting
okay,
that cheap
everyone
ride.
Okay, have a good, safe day.
All right, you have a good day, too. All right, bye. Okay, next we have Wilson Magic Man from beautiful downtown Bethel. Good morning, Wilson.
Hello, hopefully not too worried people. You know, I usually say hello, happy people, but a lot of people are worried, so I want to stay up with the times.
Sure.
Anyway, you know, hopefully, you know, like John said, hope about lots of people calling him, but I want lots of people to call me, 545-3320, if you have no transportation. Now, there's a catch. If you have no transportation, but you have a desire to donate to help the elders when it comes to, if you have a big stock of tissue, there's a need for elders that need tissue.
Okay.
Soap, hand sanitizer, and maybe even Clorox spray, you know, because I'm going to AC now and I'm getting what I can for this weekend. And a big thing is distributing it to the elders, and I'm making myself available because we have a drop box here at the ONC.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the neighborhood, you can drop it off. It's in the front entrance porch, and it says senior service donation. And it's mainly dealing with tissue, soap, hand sanitizer, and Clorox spray. You know, so that we can help our elders try to do what they have to do to comply with protecting themselves from that COVID-19.
Yeah.
So 545-3320, Wilson Green Senior Service. I have an extra helper who can.
If somebody has something they'd like to donate, you will go to their house and get it.
Yeah, that way. That way they don't have to spend that $12 cab fare that John was talking about.
Okay, yeah.
Or $15 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So we can make an extra effort for our elders, especially with this senior service program.
Okay.
To pick up those, anyone who's willing to donate, we can pick up their donated items. It's also tax deductible if you donate to a nonprofit, and you keep track of the itemized items. It can reflect on your taxes. So,
yeah, that's right.
The more you donate, the better off you are when it comes to returns.
Okay, good.
I hope everyone is able to use their stimulus in the next 10 days or so.
Uh-huh.
That'd be nice, because I saw a post about the stimulus and. Anyway, I'm going to be doing what I can to distribute. If anyone calls, I'll be happy. I have a helper that can also help me out with picking up items for seniors. And we have a list of about 115 that we actively serve. So Monday through Friday is our lunch program.
Uh-huh.
I want to send out a big thank you to the volunteer fire department. Casey Burke is a member of that group, and they donated $2,500 to the senior service program just the other day. And that's really appreciative. Really, really going to be put to good use for our senior service.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, last month, VFW donated $10,000. And that helped out a lot when we were in need of help for our senior service program.
Good.
But anyway, I'm really happy to be doing what I am doing.
I know. Thank you so much.
Population, and I hope people can find it in their heart to give me a call at 545-3320. Between myself and Ralph, we'll be able to run and pick up items for donation: soap, tissue, hand sanitizer, Clorox spray. Those are items everyone should have to clean their surfaces at home, especially when they get home from being out and about.
Right. Okay, good.
You know,
yeah.
use that hand sanitizer wipe to mm-hmm. wipe down the doorknobs after you come in, because, you know, it kills whatever you're trying to bring in. So
okay.
That's my encouragement to everyone. Thank you for this program and KYUK and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Wilson. Thank you. It's so nice, the service that he's helping do for the elders in our community. Because now I am interested in how are you holding up, and what are words of encouragement you might have for people who are for something that we're all going through and changes that we're all having to make in our lives at this time. I'm going to give out the numbers now. It's 543-5985, and it's 543-2756. We also have an 800 number. You can call from anywhere, 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org, and I will read your email over the air. With both your calls and your emails, you may remain anonymous if you're a very shy person. And when you send your email, if you would, do not write an email that is very, very long, lots and lots of paragraphs, because that's a lot to read over the air, and it's better if you could keep it a little bit short. That'd be great. So I wanted to give out also YK Behavioral Health has expanded its call-in numbers. So if, as part of their response to the COVID-19 pandemic, they're starting a phone line for those who are experiencing anxiety and worry, which is a lot of us. And anyway, I want to give you that number real quick, then I'm going to go to a caller. That number is 543-6272. And there's someone at that phone from 9 to 5 every day. So if you wanted to have a short-term opportunity to talk to somebody because you're feeling kind of anxious, there's somebody you can call, 543-6272. Okay, I'm going to go to Cesari. I think that's our next caller. Cesari from Bethel. I'm sorry, Casey. Oh, my gosh. Cesari, if you're on hold, you're not yet. Casey, sorry.
I'd do a good Cesari imitation if I could.
No, do not do that.
Thank you. Are you alone today, Diane?
It's just me because, well, you know, we're being careful here at the radio station. And well, also my colleague, he's still in Anchorage.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, very good.
Yeah.
I was calling. I'm probably not the right person to clarify the cab thing, but probably, I don't know if any of those people are listening to the radio this morning, but the way I understood it is nobody can ride in the front seat, and they'll only take one call at a time. So say you had three people at a house that wanted to go somewhere, they could all pile into the back seat and go somewhere. The cab driver can't stop and pick anybody else up, and nobody in the front seat. That's the way I understood it, but not one person per cab ride. But
okay, I'm a little confused by it, but thank you for giving some clarification.
Well, that's the way I understood it, so maybe mm-hmm. somebody that's listening that knows for sure could clarify that. But so
okay.
that was all I had right now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate it. All right. So now we have an anonymous person from the tundra. Hello, anonymous.
That's me.
Okay. Yes. I have heard this tundra person before.
Yeah, you did.
What's on your mind?
Your colleague that's coming home from Anchorage needs to sing such a show before she goes to the radio station. That's just Monday. I'm only saying that just because there's coal, that stuff in Anchorage that belongs to the Chinese people, along with the food that ended up in the air purposely. And then we got a box from, it had made in China, and then my daughter opened it with rubber gloves and threw the box away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just being sinister about it. They're being quiet about the entire country. He's being quiet about that 19 stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just something sinister going on around there. I just wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Do you got any opinions?
I haven't thought of it like that, I guess. You know, but I'm open to, I've been reading a lot of different things. So, you know, but I try to stick with kind of the Center for Disease Control and, you know, things like that to get my information. Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's making me quarantine myself, and then they close the dances down and all that good stuff that makes people happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get quarantined in their own homes. It should bother them. It should help them use their kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm getting blank. I don't know what it means to say, but it's a good morning, and I hope this conversation gets somewhere.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, thank you. Oh, he kind of faded off. Faded off into the tundra. Okay, I'm going to go to Cesari, and Cesari, you're going to be our next caller before the break.
Yeah, why you don't put me behind that guy?
Well, we do it in the order they come in.
What I understood with the order, I was after Casey, same time with Casey.
No, there was this anonymous guy before you from the tundra.
Oh, okay. All right. He's anonymous.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It would be hard for you to be anonymous, because I think everybody knows your voice by now.
Not only here, even in English, when I call order the port, they know I know how to introduce myself.
They know who you are.
They know who I am. Anyway, about the cop, I try a little bit more correcting what I understood with the cop.
Okay.
The trip, for example, from Twitter to Swanson is $5. And the charging Kudara a minute additional. So if they take 5 minutes, they is $10 from Tverkur to Swanson's. What I know from somebody would use the cap. And over the ordinance, you no matter you have 10 people or no 3 people in the back seat, they no charge all 3 of them for $10. The charge still on the same trip be $10 for 3 of them. The same family, for example, or same group would they call for the cop.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no different price. What is the ordinance? What Eric Capotan, like this, what the customer, the cop been using to tell me. So because they have to cover the expenses, and before when they pull out all a bunch of calls, they generate lots of much more money. But now they have to charge more because you have one individual and you pay before to Casali $10 or $12, and they take you half hour or 45 minutes to with the bumpy road. You lose money, but to Casale, if you take, you have hour or 20 minutes, that is another $20. That is lots of money. You better get a bicycle or start walking, you know. Because you can't afford the driving cab or make it one trip a week, and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you another thing. The school is closed, and we have those teenagers, these young teenagers, 10, 11, 12, 13, with the groups. Yesterday and the day before, I see those groups from 6 of them to 15 of them. And yes, those all day long, they're hanging up together. And I go to Quick Stop, AC Quick Stop. There was by the door, I can't even go through in there.
Huh.
And I just raised my voice. I told, guys, get out of there from that hallway, from the door. At least they make me go through. You can even force themselves between them.
Mm-hmm.
There should be some forcing enforcement in the stores. And this morning there was a whole bunch of guys in the AC hallway on the porch. They should be not hanging in there. If they're not going shopping, they should be not hanging in there.
Right. That's true.
And even in the street, there should be a whole bunch of kids no hanging together like that. Because they go to store and passing up to everybody else, you know. If there is, is some rumors there's some other testing or...
Well, not that we should be... we don't need to spread rumors.
No, we don't see peace. But you
okay.
But the common sense, you know, don't. There should be police or adults or whatever, or tell them break up from the bunch, you know.
Yeah.
That's what the cause is. The same thing in New York and the same thing in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
They still have employees. They still have I'm surprised that the liquor store be not closed because they all college and stuff, they party night and day, 15, 20 of them together.
Now, you hear how that music's starting to come up? I think that's Grady hinting. You only hear my voice. Well, listen.
Okay, Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you, Cesari.
Stay safe. Have a good day.
Nice of you to call. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, well, it looks like... Well, now the music's gone, so I don't know if we have a break. Oh, we do. Okay. So we're going to have a break, and now's a really great time to wash those hands, if you haven't already. And I will talk to you on the other side. Anonymous and Kimberly, who's on the line, hang in there, and I'll get you after the break. Thank you.
Diabetes sahtutin ka khwallu apkutikhlutin ikhtakuvni khwallu pukhtautvni. Dorten bikuvat iwielrenun ulagatakunak. Coronavirus sam nausluf garnatlachaitak nak dorten bilrit. Nauslulrit dachit fgnatin nimmchni uitaunakut unatsten slu ruchturologi. Nasunrit nachklrit bakturgnaten huani ykc.org/COVID-19. Guskuvat buklanikluten anreniklutten virus sari ukluten slu. Klinikach ptsnun biagunak, emergency room amun tlumam drilchmi biagunak. Daguam gayagaw qiw klinikach di nunaftsni, huallu mam drilchmi gayagaw lugu 543-6949. Una gingu nangkhtuk YKC mag oom klu ni tugunisut mag.
2. COVID-19 nag mai sakhtlhani. Amlagnun attautikun tutsn ritlhka ahtaqtuk. Qaylun toodn bitiqsta. Iga yu suta malihtaqu suta su inhkutnun juga maksaqn ritlhka bitkluku. Nawlu igni talil rit taknan ritlhka bitkluku. Qaylun iga yu juhngatsta. Una tiugut ksaunata. Akstakamta kusrakamta su patoqluta. Unat putsu uruhtuhuluki hulguluki 22nd nukhtfgnaku uruhakluki. Nausukumta su nimtniwitaunuta. Ika yukluta amsgnun attautikun nausun tutsnritukungahput alaskami. Nasun Rivazera Kaisun Sachnrik Kanun Kwani coronavirus.alaska.gov.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. That was a great amount of time to wash your hands, and we're going to go right to our next callers. And we have Anonymous from Chivac. Welcome to the show, Anonymous.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fine. To on a bright side, just to say good morning all the way from Chivac.
Like to get our good mornings from Chivac. Thank you so much. How are you doing? How are you doing with the keeping things clean and staying away from a lot of people? How's that going for you?
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Yeah.
People are doing about their business, but we're doing okay.
Good. All right. Thank you.
All right. Good morning, anyways.
Good morning, Chivac.
All right.
Okay. Next, we have Kimberly from Bethel. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning.
Is this the Kimberly I know?
This is the Kimberly you know.
That Kimberly.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you for calling. What's up?
So I was listening to your, you know, we have this amazing teacher that sends us resources and has this.
You're
this
so group. Lucky.
I know. She's the winner of a Usability Award from the, you know, the.
University?
From the university, and she sends us resources and information.
I hope I get to meet her.
I know she's really awesome.
If you ever see me and you see her, would you introduce me to her?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Thank you, Kimberly. So mm-hmm. You're one of the people, aren't you, that answers the calls if people have some anxiety, right?
Yeah, I do.
Nice. And that's yeah. You want to give that number out to us and what hours are available and days of the week?
Sure. We run the phones Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the number is 543-6272.
Okay, nice. And what kinds of reasons might somebody call for this particular kind of call?
Well, anxiety, or we're kind of an emotional support.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if people want, do you guys have, when they call, would they be able to get information from you on cleaning practices and,
yes,
you know, resources? Okay, great. And brief telephone counseling and referrals?
Yeah.
Have you been getting a lot of calls?
Not much right now, but I'm sure everything will.
Yeah, things may change.
Yeah. But I'm calling on behalf of myself.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yes.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Let's bring it back to you, Kim.
Yeah.
All right.
So, like, I've been thinking about this whole pandemic and how it's affected my life and the things that I've used, especially being an RHS student and learning all these different ways of coping with mm-hmm. stress and practicing mindfulness exercises has really, really helped me to cope with everything that's going on, to relieve stress. And one thing that I've noticed that a lot of people that I know are really anxious because of, you know, social media, the news,
mm-hmm.
And I would suggest that people, you know, don't fall into that trap of, you know, believing everything you hear on social media like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I would, you know, go to trusted sources
mm-hmm.
Like the CDC and, you know, the state website. So that's really helped me, is to turn off the TV and not pay too much attention to stuff that's being posted.
Mm-hmm.
Staying active, keeping my mind busy. And even though this is something negative that's going on right now, is trying to think positive through all of this. And something good will come of this, and, you know, having appreciation for all the little things, the time you're spending at home with your family is priceless. So
right.
Take that time, and, you know, because a lot of times we get so caught up in our busy life of working and, you know, all working for money and trying to get material things, we kind of lose focus on what really matters. And being home has really helped me to focus on that more, and to really get to know, you know, my partner and my kids. And even though I know them, it's just been really amazing to have that.
Wow. That time. Kim, what a beautiful set of ways to keep going during a time like this. Thank you so much.
Yes, and it's like, you know, the all the teachings from our culture, the wilderness, you know, go out for a walk or go for a ride or something. Mm-hmm. The wilderness is really therapeutic.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Well, gosh, Kim, I hope you have a great day. And if you see your teacher, tell her hi. And
I just want to remind people out there in the radio world that RHS is accepting applications. It's a really great program, and there's a lot of healing that comes through it. So, and they have an amazing teacher and amazing elders that they use. So apply for RHS.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. For the plug. All right. If you're somebody who wants to apply for the Rural Human Service Program, you can call KUC at 543-4500. All right. Next, we have Sunny calling from Bethel. Good morning, Sunny. Welcome to Talkline.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I just had one question on my mind.
Okay.
If people are, not the word anxious, maybe excited for me to call. But since I'm busy at the moment and listening to wonderful people talking, I'll just have to go around. And...
Okay. Well, thank you, Sunny, for calling. Thank you, everyone who's called so far. I'm going to give out our lines are open, which is sometimes kind of rare. I think somebody just called in. Our numbers are 543-5985, 543-2756. And you can also use an 800 number, 800-995-8954. And we have Dee Jackson from Akiak on the phone. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was just thinking yesterday about the Jamai.
Uh-huh.
Good thing they canceled it. It would have been a different scenario if they held that Jamai festival, I think.
Right. That was a hard decision. Very
but
hard
I'm
decision.
Glad,
but they
I'm
made
glad it.
It
got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it would have been a different story here. We would have been wiped out.
Yeah, that could have really been a trigger for something, for sure. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Just wanted to say something about that. I'm glad it got canceled, though.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for
Bye.
Letting us know, Dee. Okay.
Bye.
I know that canceling Chamai was super difficult to do and took a lot of thought, but it was the right thing to do given everything we've come to understand. We have Buck from Bethel. Good morning, Buck. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning. First, I'd like to say job well done to Bill. Today's his last day, or yesterday was his last day. But anyway, thanks for your job, and now I'm going to complain.
Oh.
Yes,
go ahead.
It started out a couple of days ago, three or four, 5 days ago, and the girls that were staying at my house coming home from work were saying the cab driver's trying to charge him an extra dollar. And I said, what are you talking about? The guy wanted $6 instead of the set cab rate by the city for $5. They wanted $6 because the road was bumpy. And they didn't pay it. But that, and it was Alaska cab. Cusco wasn't driving. And one of my daughter-in-laws, I told her about it, and she called up somebody in the city. I called the police. The police told me to call the city. I tried like seven numbers, and I couldn't get a human being. So I gave up. But she called somebody in the city, some department head she called. I don't know who he was. And he said he'd get on it. And then he called her back later and said he's got the cab driver owners in his office. And because they're price gouging, they're charging an extra dollar because the roads are bumpy. Well, everybody's roads are bumpy, but you couldn't do that. And now it's a dollar a minute. That turns out to, besides getting charged to $5, they're charging $60 an hour. That's a lot of money for somebody that's working in a store as a cashier and getting $11 or $12 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it costs you an hour work to get to work and an hour work to get home from work and you only got a 5 or 6 hour shift, you know, that's really not very nice. And it's virus time now and everybody's sucking it up and people are going to work and doing social distancing and all of this stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then these guys are making more money at it.
Do you think that goes for all businesses? Should all businesses be charging less because of people making, you know, just sort of minimum wage during a time like this, or just the cabs?
I don't think anybody's charging more. I think
mm-hmm.
the stores didn't raise their prices. The airlines didn't raise their ticket prices. It's only all of a sudden cabs.
Right.
Well, first they were after, but cabs, when those guys were driving around charging a dollar extra for bumpy roads, that was illegal.
Uh-huh.
Not only just not right, it was illegal. And the girl didn't pay it. But then now they're charging $5 a person plus a dollar a minute. For somebody to go from AC store to city sub, and it's $11
I know.
One way.
That is a lot. Do you think it's because they can't carry as many passengers at a time that they have to up the rate for individuals?
Well, that brings me up to another story. there were like 30 people standing outside the end of the ramp waiting for cabs when Cusco shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And they were waiting for cabs, and a Alaska cab pulled up, and people started getting in, and they said, "Hey, let us get in too. You can take two more people." And the cab driver's exact words to them were, "F you, F you." And got in his car and drove away.
Okay,
I would have stood in front of that cab and cost him 10 minutes. You know, that just wasn't nice. But to charge, I don't know how this got set up in the city. They can take three or four people, but charging an extra dollar a minute...
Right.
That's and where's the timer?
Yeah.
Where's the meter? Where's the guy can say it took me 12 minutes to get here when it took four, and how's anybody going to say otherwise unless they're standing there with their watch?
Mm-hmm.
And then the driver says it was 6 minutes, and the other guy said no, it's only 5 minutes, and then there's a fight over a dollar, oh. And it's already happening. They're already arguing and fighting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad rule, and it should get changed immediately.
Okay. Good. Okay, good point. Thank you.
Okay, already. Bye.
All right. Yeah, you know, I think times are really tough, and it's affecting every single business in town, and the clearer the communication can be on regulations, the better, because it's easy for things to get a little confusing at a time like this. I'm going to go to Lisa from Bethel Community Services Foundation, BCSF. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Diane. I have a couple of quick updates.
Okay.
The first is that BCSF's COVID response fund, which we opened last week, that provides urgent funding for sort of the most immediate needs in the region,
mm-hmm.
Has reached the $5,000 point, which means that the match that BCSF put up has been reached.
So now it's $10,000?
So now it's $10,000.
Oh,
we bumped it up.
Awesome.
But we're still accepting contributions, and those are going out to nonprofits and community service providers who are working with sort of the most immediate needs,
mm-hmm.
emergency shelters, homeless prevention efforts through rent and mortgage assistance, utilities assistance, food security, that type of stuff. So bcsfoundation.org is a place where community members can donate to that fund to help their neighbors.
Okay.
My second update is pretty exciting. I want to let people know about something that's been going on for the last week or so. BCSF has partnered with YKHC. As you know, probably nearly every hospital in the country right now, YKHC is experiencing a shortage of personal protective equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked if BCSF would be willing to coordinate sort of a community effort to sew masks for YKHC out of some material that they have that's a sterile instrument wrap.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been coordinating the community response, and then the dental department, who's not able to do normal dental procedures right now, has been coordinating the YKHC part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Together, over like the last week, the community and dental together have sewn nearly 4,000 masks.
Oh my gosh.
And those are going out to villages, and some are staying here in Bethel. We're trying to get as many masks out to villages as we can. People have been asking, so I will let you know that all those masks go to YKHC, and they are sterilized in an autoclave and packaged before they're sent out. I know that's sort of a concern.
Yeah, I know.
But they are sterilized. So we get them back from the community,
mm-hmm.
they're sterilized, and then sent back out to the villages. We have received a request from YKHC to continue to make masks if possible. So we still have the material here at BCSF. If community members still have the time, we would love to have them keep making masks. We have needs for people who are willing to cut out kits out of the big sheets of material, and we have needs for people who are willing to sew those kits into masks. And I want to say thank you, like from the bottom of my heart, to all the people who have already sewn these thousands of masks.
Amazing.
In our community. It has been an incredible community response, and we're so, so grateful
now,
for everyone that they've done.
Do you still need people to sew? And if so, who do they contact to get connected to this?
Okay. Yes. We still need people to cut out kits, and we still need people to sew. Those kits and material can be picked up at the BCSF office, which is 1795 Chief Eddie Hoffman Highway. It's next to where the old pre-maternal home was, if people don't know where that is on the highway. We have three bins outside. If people people don't want to come in the building, that's fine. We have mask drop-off bins and mask kit pickup bins. So people can come by, pick up kits, sew them. They have samples in them. They have instructions in them. And then you just drop them back in the drop-off bins when you're done and pick up more kits if you want.
Okay, thank you. That's good to know.
If there's questions, people can call me or text me. My number is 545-1855.
Okay, Lisa at BCSF. Okay, thank you. What a great report, and that's just really heartening to hear.
It really is. It's been wonderful.
Thank you very much for helping with
that.
All right. Bye-bye. We're going to go to, it's Bill Howell. It's his last day of acting city manager. He's done a terrific job. Good morning, Bill. Thank you for calling. Are you still there? See, he's so busy, he probably couldn't hold.
I'm here. Sorry
oh, there he is.
That.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Okay.
I was listening to your wonderful voice as the and I had the mute button pushed down, so you didn't hear all of the action going on here in the city office.
Okay.
Today.
Okay. Go ahead.
We are super busy. Hey, I just wanted to thank all the people that have talked about the cabs today, and there's a bit of a learning curve here.
Yep.
Excuse me.
But that's a good joke, a learning curve, talking about the cabs. So.
The learning curve, little pun intended there, huh?
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Sure. And I just wanted to talk to the public a little bit about, you know, how this, you know, how we came to this solution or this idea. But first I did want to address, Buck was on here a little bit ago, and he was saying that, you know, that that there was an individual that was verbally abusive. And remember, folks, that if a cab driver or anybody is, you know, doing the wrong thing like that, but especially with the cabs, if you have a complaint, you need to bring that to the Bethel Police Department. So it's great to hear about it here on Talk Line, but if you really want to get something done, you need to report that. They're a regulated industry. They have a very high standard that they shoot for. Everybody has a bad day from time to time, but I want to let the public know that you can call in to the Bethel Police Department 543-3781 and report problems of that nature or any problem with the cab.
Thank you.
Jumping back, though, into the, you know, how did we get here and why are we here? So I don't know if everybody remembers that about a week and a half ago that Cusco Cab shut down. They had no way to protect their drivers, no guidance, and they were very fearful about this. The, you know, we have 59 cab permits in Bethel, and that was, you know, better than half our cabs were shut down. It was seriously impeding the ability of people to get to work, especially healthcare providers and other essential and critical personnel. So it was imperative that we got the cab industry open up. Secondly, we have to be able to protect those critical workers, those cab drivers, so that they can continuously provide this service through this pandemic.
Yeah.
You know, they're very concerned for the health of themselves and their family and their passengers. And if we continue to go down the road of having the traditional Bethel fares that we normally do, where we have, you know, it's per seat is how we're currently paying, or how we were previously paying per seat, then you could have, and if you're in a suburban, you could be in total violation of social distancing with seven or eight passengers in that car, and you as a person, maybe you're an immunocompromised person, maybe you're a person with HIV or TB, or you're undergoing chemotherapy. You get in a cab to go ride home or from the airport or wherever, you could literally be placed in the cab with someone who's coughing and sneezing and sick. And these people can get sick from just, you know, a person with a bad cold could give it to them, and they could get terribly
ill.
Oh,
so you guys set the fare rate so that less passengers would still get some revenue.
Yeah, so the cab industry, the way they make money is by having, every seat full in there and every person paying a fare. And what we've done is made it, instead of per seat, it's per ride now.
Okay.
So you're going to pay, there should be, and the public needs to understand this, and if you're being charged, if each person's being charged, that needs to be reported to the police department. But it's $5 when the cab gets its destination, and it's $1 a minute after that. In certain cases, you will pay a little more. We worked with the cab industry on this. So a person going to Kasaili, for instance, is about a 15-minute ride. So one person going to Kasaili would pay $20. But if it was one person, say a mom and her two kids or three kids, she would still pay $20, not $36.
Thank you. Good point.
And so it's actually the price is a wash, especially if you're traveling with a family or known household member that you're allowed to break social distancing rules with anyway. You know, obviously, I can't social distance from my infant child. I have to have physical contact with them.
Right. So, okay.
And so how we got there, Diane, we had three meetings with all three cab companies in the city council chambers over the last week and a half. The guidance, the fares were developed with them. They modeled this particular fare. If you think about it, it's basically a less expensive fare than if you chartered. And you're
right.
Basically, instead of chartering for an hour, you're chartering mm-hmm. minute by minute. The current charter rate in Bethel is $70, which is a $10 flat and then $1 per minute.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, so if you did it for an hour, you would actually be $5 cheaper
mm-hmm.
than a full one-hour charter.
Okay, gotcha.
And you, as the payer for that cab, you could pick up anybody you wanted as you're driving around. The cab driver just simply gets their dollar per minute. So it was the best way that we could find
mm-hmm.
to allow for a person who may be sick or immunocompromised or doesn't want other people in their cab, or somebody who just is wanting to maintain the social distancing guidelines, or mandates, rather. It's the best way that we could find, the best compromise that we could find to protect the passengers, to protect the driver, and to keep the cab company open, because these rules and these guidelines and this fare structure that we put out is in large part why Cusco Cab is reopened now.
Right. And is it the case that if you call the Cusco Cab, or does this also apply to Alaska Cab?
This is Cusco Cab, Alaska Cab, and Jemai Cab.
Okay, whoever runs. And if they come to your house and pick you up, and you get in the cab, you're the only one in the cab, they're not going to go around town and take you on that special Bethel tour. They'll take
No.
you directly to your location, right?
They will take you to your location directly, unless you request something different.
Okay. Okay.
If you want to go to the store and, you know, or go and have them wait, they'll do that. If you want to go and pick up a friend or a family member, they'll do that.
Okay.
It's your cab. When you step in that cab and you pay the $5 and the buck a minute, then it's your cab at that point.
You know, I was just going to say, it's a really good point about the protection of the cab driver, because imagine now, they're spending all day long with multiple individuals, something that most
yep.
of us are trying to avoid. They're actually trying to provide that service anyway. So,
yeah, at great risk to themselves.
Right,
I want to emphasize that. These cab drivers are brave people.
Yeah.
Because they have no idea who's getting in and out of their cab, and they're being, in my opinion, very courageous, and they are to be commended
mm-hmm.
for what they're doing. Not trashed like they are. They are...
Yeah.
They are they're doing a good job.
Yep.
Everybody's scared, and everybody's doing the best we can. And this was just the best compromise that we could come up with, so that we could get those Cusco cabs back on the road, and also stop the crowding of the cabs. You know, when Cusco Cab was shut for those days, there was an even a greater burden on Alaska and Jemai.
Oh, to carry more people. Mm-hmm.
And their cabs were packed, and this is exactly what we're trying to avoid, folks. And
mm-hmm.
so. I empathize with people who are having to make adjustments in their budgets to afford this,
sure.
Or having a little trouble understanding it. There should be posted in each cab the city's guidance
mm-hmm.
For this. We did run these fees through our legal department to make sure that we are allowed to make these changes under the emergency ordinance that was passed on March 24th by the city council. You know, I had to make a decision to do this. It's
mm-hmm.
just, you know, we have to get healthcare workers and jail guards and everybody else to work that's going to help us, mitigate
yeah.
and this pandemic.
Well, at the same time, people who go into cabs where lots of people have been, then they go home and now it's all in their home. So you've got to, like, we have to put some kind of restrictions in during this time. I mean, it's just a period
yeah.
of time that we have to do this. So
we were able to utilize one of our related agencies, Cooperative Extension, Leif Albertson over there. He's a public health professional.
Oh yeah.
And he helped us draft the guidelines for the cabs, not for the fee, but for the protecting the cab drivers. Now, I realize that if you're sneezing and coughing and watery eyes and runny nose, the cab driver's probably going to refuse serving you. They've been given full authority to refuse passengers that appear to be obviously sick, and this is for very obvious reasons. They will call an ambulance if they come across somebody who appears to be sick,
and
then our ambulance will go and deal with that person.
So I hope that people are real understanding when the cab driver decides not to pack their cab, even if you want them to. They should be able to set some limit on how many people pack in there, right?
They so the way they're setting those limits are that they are under the new guidelines. We the city are requiring them to not have anybody sitting in their front seat.
Okay.
So that's one of the things. They're being asked to do additional cleaning inside their cabs, not transport people that appear to be obviously sick, and if they are sick and going to the hospital or elsewhere, then we're going to pick them up with the ambulance. They're being directed to call the ambulance. And then, of course, we've got these different fees, this different fee structure. But if you plan it right and you do have a family member to transport, you know, to go along the ride with you, you'll actually pay a little less, generally speaking, or about the same for a cab ride anywhere. And you know, it's kind of a wash. So the final thought I wanted to share with you about the fees is that if we enforced a cab driver to only carry one passenger under the old fee structure, they wouldn't even be able to make their gas bill for the day.
Right.
Gotcha. I mean, they wouldn't be able to. So we'd either have to subsidize the cabs or give them a fee structure where they can at least break even and stay afloat. So this ordinance, this change that we've done, and it's only until April 30, and then we'll reevaluate it at that point. This change that we've done to the cabs, it was essential to keeping them operating. They were going to close down otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Or just simply not be able to conduct business. And we're not going to make cab drivers pay out of their own pocket to transport the public around.
Right. You know, we've gone past our break, but it was so important. But it was really so important to hear your explanation, and I think it was really valuable that you called. And thank you for your service as acting city manager. I've had a chance to interact with you quite a bit, and I really appreciate it. So thank you for that time you put in.
It's been a pleasure and a real honor to serve this community, and I wish everybody the best, and I look forward to serving as we go forward.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll orient Vinny quite well.
Vinny's a great guy. He's going to do wonderfully for the city. I'm very excited that he's coming on board. I really like him.
Oh, good, good. Good to hear. All right,
thanks,
have a great day. Thank you. And everyone, I'm not sure. Are we going to break, Grady? We're going to go to break. Here we go. It's time to wash your hands. Or if you've already done that, you can have someone in your family wash hands right now. Maybe your 5-year-old could use another fun washing hands session. And we will take a couple of calls right after. I know some people are waiting. Thank you for your patience.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Testing for COVID-19 is becoming more readily available across the state. Only those who have been referred by their doctor are eligible to be tested. The test is not a treatment nor a cure. If you feel sick, have been traveling, or believe you have been in contact with someone exposed to the coronavirus, please stay home and contact your medical provider before going in. Again, only those who have been referred by their doctor are eligible to be tested. Learn more about how to prevent the spread of COVID-19 at coronavirus.alaska.gov.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders.
Support us at 4-H.org.
Everyone, welcome back to the show. I'm going to go right to an anonymous caller. Thank you so much for waiting. I'm sorry. Anonymous, call back if you would like. Now we're going to Herman. Oh, Herman hung up too. Yeah, it was a long wait for people, and I appreciate that. You'll have to call back. But it was worthwhile also to get the clarification on the cab policies in town. Thank you for that. And just want to say, if you're interested in making masks, medical masks for health personnel to use out in the villages and at YKHC, you can contact Lisa at 545-1855. People in the region have made over 4,000 masks. And when the masks are made, they are sent first to YK, and they are sterilized before they're shipped to the communities. Okay, so we're going to go right to our anonymous caller from Bethel. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I flew from a village last week and, waited an hour and a half for an Alaska cab. Mm-hmm. Picked up passengers, dropped off passengers, and we went to AC and picked up a passenger. When we left Raven Air, a guy had a check, no cash. So the cab driver waited outside AC to cash his check. And he waited 30 minutes, and he was sitting in his cab cussing and swearing. And the elder guy said, "Please quit saying the Lord's name." And that cab driver, Alaska cab driver, kept saying, the Lord's name. And he said, F.
Yeah, you don't have to say. We can guess.
Yeah. He said, F, redneck, yippee, Eskimos.
Okay.
I'm going to kill that guy.
Okay.
And
yeah.
But he scared that elder. We waited in that cab for 30 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened.
And he was swearing and swearing, and I'm going to kill that guy. I'm going to murder that. I'm going to put a bag over his head. And the elder man said, "Please quit saying the Lord's name." And he finally dropped off that elder. And he didn't charge that elder. And I said, "What about me? I was waiting for 30 minutes. But he charged me and brought me to my destination. But I think that was wrong for him to, say the Lord's name and saying he's going to murder and kill that guy.
Okay, yeah.
But I thought I'd share.
Well, thank you, and I'm sorry that you all had that experience.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'm going to go to Herman Morgan. Good morning, Herman. Welcome to Talkline.
Morgan, can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, I'm kind of appalled for what we're hearing about what's going on in Bethel. So you guys are more worried about the cab drivers making money. Airlines are shutting down their quit hauling passengers because that spreads the virus. They find out that virus, it lives on metal surfaces or plastic for 12 hours. It lives in the cloth for 3 hours. And people who don't have symptoms, but they have it, can spread it. That's when it's most contagious. So anybody sitting in that cab who has that virus, anybody else quite there after him can get it. So it's more than just making money and thinking about the cab driver. It's about our safety. And it's really important that YKHC or the hospital, they need to let people know if anybody, one person gets it, who's all riding in that cab. Right now there, a lot of cities are telling people to stay home for 2 weeks. Stay home. Stay home, they're telling them it's too contagious.
Mm-hmm.
We're glad it's not, hopefully it's not in the villages, we don't know yet. But it's more than just make the cab drivers making money. It's about people's safety. And they even say people who are still going to work, when they come home, doctor, they change your clothes, wash up, really disinfect yourself really good, because that virus can still be in your you and your body, especially if you're somebody with diabetes or an elder, it's going to take 2 weeks, about 2 weeks for this thing to show itself, wherever it is. And people would just listen and quit thinking so much about money and care about our people. And for 2 weeks, stay away from, they are saying, don't go to other villages. And they're making it a law in a lot of places. And at home, you can make your own sanitizer, what they call it. I think there's a recipe for it with a coffee can with a plastic lid, the hole in top, and a roll of paper towel. And you make it with a little bit Clorox and dish soap and water, and you stick it up like how, or you buy a real sanitizer, and you put it out one at a time. You'll have your own sanitizer and sanitize your bathroom doorknob and everything. And if people will just listen for 2 weeks and stay away from, do this social distancing. Don't talk about the cab drivers making money. Airlines, they're taking it tough, too. They're sucking it up. It's going to be tough. We need to all stick together. But, I think what we're seeing is what's predicted, Same thing happened in Noah's day, I'll read it to say, for nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And it also says in there, not to worry, that he who endures to the end will be saved. The earth is getting so wicked-like, and God is saying enough is enough, People need to turn to your son, Christ Jesus, like it says in Galatians 4:4. We're seeing it. It's starting. But we need to look ahead to our real life in heaven. We're only here for a little while. But I was appalled listening to what you guys are saying. You more care about the welfare of the cab driver than the safety and the health and lives of people. There's more things important than money. There's lives and our eternity. Okay, thank you, guys.
All right. Bye. Thank you, Herman. I'm going to go right to a caller from Taluksac, Noah. Good morning, Noah.
Good morning, Diane.
How are you?
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, all of what was expressed over the air are important. I think if the city of Bethel deal with all the cabs, they should set a standard of codes to follow. Code of conduct, code of ethic, to let them stay online. But they have the courage enough to serve the city of Bethel and the people that are coming into Bethel, serving them. We should honor them and respect them.
Okay.
There are certain things we need to follow, like code of conduct, code of ethics. Watch what we say. Watch what we do. Those are the things that let us stay online. But anyways, the second one, people in Unit 18 that are hunting moose should be careful. There are some mooses that are sick. Recently, a moose was caught here. Normally, a moose in its fat won't have any green stuff in it or on the lung or the heart. There's something going on. Not just the people, maybe just maybe animals too. We're not too sure. Just like the fish that was to analyze what was wrong with the meat. I still never hear about it reported to the people. We want to know what was the cause of that fish that died.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it might be the heat. It might be the area where it might be affected, but there are other concerns about it too. Thank you for making my point. Have a nice day.
Thank you, Noah, for calling.
Bye.
And sharing those concerns. We're going to go to an anonymous caller from Bethel. Good morning, Anonymous.
Yes, this is Anonymous.
Okay.
I was just listening, and it's getting very, very out of hand about the cabs, you know. You got to understand, I heard the city administrator talking about we. Yet it's not him that makes the decisions and approves it. They might make recommendations, but they are approved by the city council.
That's right.
And the city council's intent was a little bit different. I understand that the outcome would be a little bit different. And now it's getting down to the individuals that are doing this, doing the work, the cab drivers. It's getting a little out of hand that they're being charged extra and all this. Yet, Ravenair and all the other airlines are charging cheaper because of the harm that it's doing to the people. They're getting cheaper, and we're getting expensive. That's got, you know, and it's approved by the city councilman. And if the city councilmen are not doing what they really thought they were intended to do, they better remember that they are elected officials, and they are elected by the people of Bethel. We've got to be sure that we're addressing the right people here. The city of Bethel does not make decisions. The city council makes decisions. The city of Bethel makes recommendations to the city council, and they are approved by the city council before any action is taken. And you know, it's not the city of Bethel or the policemen that are in this alone. It's the city councilmen that approve this. In the meeting, I hear that city manager or whoever he may be saying, we. It's not him. He works for the councilman.
Gotcha.
The city councilman makes the final decisions. So, and I just wanted to make sure that the city councilman, I know they're listening, that they check up on what they approved for the city of Bethel to issue out directives. But it's not city of Bethel. It's the councilman that approved these decisions, these recommendations. So we are looking at the wrong people. We're looking at, and about that guy from Maniac, we're just mad about the people being scammed, you know, because of the city council's approval, thinking something else, or approving something else. But no, it's not talking about cabs and this. It's talking about our people, our tribe being scammed. And the city councilman should get on the line and tell them what they approved and what they recommended, because the cab drivers are getting a little out of hand in charging their own fee rates.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Anonymous. I'm going to go to Sunny in Bethel. Good morning, Sunny. This is for round two. Sunny? I'm sorry, it's Roy. Roy from Akiak. My apologies. Roy.
Hi.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Sunny's after you.
it's been really stimulating today.
Yeah.
Very, very good. Bob, my hat's off to you. I agree fully. It's like it's been starting to look like and sound like it's being monopolized policy is beginning to be monopolized by a business corporation that, wow, fantastic, Bob. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, bye, Roy. I think now we have Sunny from Bethel.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, Sunny.
Yeah, I was just busy having my coffee and breakfast. That's why I made it too short.
Oh, okay. What's
yeah,
up?
That yummy flavor coffee has to go in my tummy.
Okay, we have another caller, too, and we've just got a few minutes. So what do you got? What's on your mind?
Everyone enjoy and be safe.
Okay.
Social distancing is one thing, but being as an Eskimo and a native in this community, it's very hard. Mm. We're not like solitude. We enjoy each other's companies.
That's right.
Anyone and everyone who knows an Alaska Native and also that has friends of one should know that social distancing is hard for us. We communicate this way.
Mm. Good
but,
point.
Yeah, I was just hoping to hear my Uncle Gaia call today, but it's all right. I hope I'll hear him call us next Friday, if not Monday or Thursday.
Okay.
Gaia, if you're listening, you better say hello to Sunny. Hi, joke, Uncle. I'll see you someday on the road. I know we'll say hi.
All right.
Everyone be safe and be wonderful to each other and enjoy this beautiful weather. Maybe the sun might peek out today.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sunny. That's a nice call. I'm going to rush right over to, I think it's Yvonne Waska.
Good morning. Long time no hear.
Oh, hi. Oh, Yvonne Waska. I'm sorry. They spelled your name wrong on the board. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm with the people that are them cab riders that are calling in. I'm with them people and along with Jerry, he's listening in city council.
Uh-huh.
I believe the rules are being broken. I believe they should believe the people that are making complaints. And I'm glad people are calling in. Poor, I wouldn't want to be a cab driver myself with the risk going on, just like Jerry said there in Herman.
Mm-hmm.
But if the rules are being broken and overcharging, I believe they should have another city council meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And on a four further, more positive, good to hear giggling and laughing on the radio again.
Good, yes, yes.
Just like you and everybody else, I was having anxiety and panic.
Right, right. And how are you handling that? What do you do when you're start to feel anxious? What do you do?
Man, I'm putting miles on the snow machine.
Good, okay, get outdoors.
Getting good. Man, it's like the old days again, like before radio and TV. It was family time in the evening anyway.
Yeah.
And you get to do that more with your grandkids now.
Family day.
Yeah, life goes on. We'll persevere and
yep.
Poor them. With due respect to the elders that lost their family during that Spanish flu, and they mentioned that as darkness, but we could say we're all survivors on that, and we'll overcome. And
yeah.
I believe that's the way to. Well, it's all about it yourself, you know, and how you can make it a day for you.
Yeah.
You'll either make it a good day or a bad day.
Yes.
And if we focus on the bad things in life, it's going to be a bad day.
Yes, it will. Yeah, that's right.
So you need to, just like I heard giggling on the radio this morning, you need to make it a good day.
That's right. Yeah.
And I've seen the segment on Today's Show on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
And the way South Korea got over that, they wear masks, like Jerry said.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we should, I never put one on myself, but I believe we should go that route.
Uh-huh.
That's the way South Korea overcame that now.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, they were careful. For sure.
Even the darkness is here, the sun will shine against. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Yvonne. Okay. I'm just imagining him enjoying a nice winter day, snow machine ride, And when you're out there enjoying the air and what you see and feel, it almost seems like life is really okay. I want to make a quick announcement. People, if people need help with their taxes, ABDC can help via fax. And you can, now I think this is their telephone number, not their fax number, but their number is 907-562-0335. That's to get help with your taxes. Okay, I'm going to give you that number again. It's 907-562-0335. Well, the show just kind of flew by. It's the end of the show. Time to wash hands again. And thank you, everyone, for your calls. I look forward to hearing from you again next week on another Talkline show. Have a great weekend. Bye. It's not what you look like when you're doing what you're doing.